The first time I looked at Nora, I mean really looked at her, was in a dive bar in Champaign, Illinois. We'd been casually dating a few weeks, and I'd asked her to join some friends for a game of darts. My crew was absurdly competitive, a fact I left out of our discussion when I asked her. Was it a test of my friends or my new girlfriend? I don't know. I was 26 and stupid. What I do remember is how deliberately she played, focused and determined. She wasn't the best player, but she wanted to win even more than my beer-swigging, boastful grad school buddies. When she finally edged out a win, she turned to me, and I saw in an instant the essence of Nora. It was fire and steel, and a rare, fully earned confidence that nearly knocked me on my ass. Nora was one who persevered. But at this moment, after just dealing with the seizing boyfriend of the woman who may or may not be carrying the child we were unable to have, she didn't look anything at all like that woman in the bar. There was no fire, not even any smoldering embers. No confidence, only fear and confusion. "Are you okay? Was this all too much?" She ignored the question.
"You love me, don't you, Owen?"
I pulled her to me. "Of course I do, GL. Whatever happens, that's the one constant thing."
"You sure about that, Honey Bunch?"
"What?"
"I opened the iPad. I wasn't snooping, but there was a chat open."
I can't say my brain completely froze. My thoughts were still in motion, but it was too sluggish to stop me from what I said next. "It's not what you think."
"It isn't? And what am I supposed to think? Because at the very least, who is this Marla woman you've been zooming with?"
I sighed. "I should have told you or stopped meeting with her. I'm so sorry." Nora paled. She disappeared down the hall for a moment and returned with the iPad, snapping it open so violently it made me wince.
"Who is she?"
"Marla. She's my therapist."
"Your therapist," she said tightly. "What kind of therapist calls you Honey Bunch? Seriously, Owen, if you really do still love me, you'll tell me the absolute truth. Even if you don't, I deserve honesty."
I dug into my pocket for my wallet and pulled out the pink card with gold lettering and handed it to my wife. She held it like it might have been dipped in poison.
"Professional cuddler? This isn't a therapist, this is a scam artist. You pay her?"
"I do." Nora handed the card back to me. Her hand was shaking.